Hey, this is Krista Denae, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back, everybody, to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, a story view series here where we get to meet an amazing artist. They're all amazing, if you haven't noticed that. And we get to meet them and we get to talk about them. We get to hear their story, what makes them interested, their trials and tribulations, their struggles, their triumphs, all that great stuff that, you know, we all can relate to in our own lives. And that's what makes these artist stories and these story views so absolutely enthralling, interesting, and riveting. Today, I've got Krista Denae here with us, and we're going to have a great talk with her. But first, let's do a little business. You are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and you can check out all our story views at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. We are uploading new artist stories every week, so you want to check back off. And there's a little subscribe button there off to the right side when you go on the website. That way you can get the podcast sent directly to you, and you can kind of pick and choose which ones interest you more than others. It's all good. Also, you do not want to miss our live music podcast. We do that every Monday night. We go live on Facebook Live, soon to be on Instagram Live as well. We pick an interesting topic, me and my cohorts, Lily V6 of Rock Rage Radio, and Keith the Hawk Hawkins, famous jazz drummer from the New Orleans area, and we discuss, the focus of that is usually hard rock and metal, so we pick an interesting topic. There's a lot of goofing around, a lot of partying, it's a good time, and the audience joins in, and we have a lot of laughs, it's a lot of fun. You can find out more about that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. As I was telling you guys, we've got Krista Denae with us today, Christian singer-songwriter from the Philadelphia area. This is sort of like kind of just on the other side of the state here from me. Sings with conviction and power. Songs speak to the journey of a woman after God's own heart. Each song is deeply rooted in a personal yet extremely vulnerable relationship with God. It's the beauty and emotion in her voice and the candor in her lyrics that help inspire others to go all the way every day with God. Krista, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
What's going on over there in Philly today? Anything good? You guys got sunshine, or you got what's going on?
It's cold. Like, it's actually really deceiving because you look out the window and you're like, "Oh, I'm going for a walk," and you go out and it's so windy and it's just
not going for a walk. Walk thing's not happening. So are you from the Philadelphia area originally?
I am. I was raised in various parts of Pennsylvania. Like, I was born in Reading, and I lived in Allentown and Collegeville. I briefly lived in Virginia for a few years, but around the Philadelphia area, definitely.
Isn't Reading Taylor Swift's hometown?
That's an excellent question. I know that, what's her name? She's on Disney Channel. Sabrina Carpenter's from Bethlehem.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
I thought maybe you and Taylor, like, maybe, you know, went to high school. Not went to high school, but maybe knew each other in Reading. But let's go ahead, because I'm assuming that you got started singing, you know, in church, correct?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at what age? When did you start to realize that, hey, I think music might be something I could do?
Ooh, good question. Well, I sang my first duet with my mom when I was about 5 years old in church.
Wow.
And I knew music was my thing before that, though, just because my parents tell me, I don't remember this, obviously, but when I was very young, I couldn't even talk. I was like still kind of crawling, learning how to walk kind of thing. The Barney show was on television, and I learned how to play the Barney song on my little tinky toy piano by ear. And so by then they were like, we have to get her in music.
Wow.
So I started lessons right away. I learned how to play by ear before I started to read, but then I picked that up too. So it's always been a huge part of how I express myself. And even if I'm not good at vocalizing with my words, I could always put it into a song.
I was looking over your bio here. Perfect pitch? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I hate you. I know I love you, but I hate you. I'm a musician too, but, you know, so, and that's one of those things that musicians, you know, kind of envy is somebody with perfect pitch. Those of you in the audience who aren't musicians, it's a thing with musicians. So why don't you explain a little bit what perfect pitch is, and B, like, what it means? like how it affects what you do.
Yeah, so there's definitely pros and cons to everything.
Okay.
it's just how it is. So with perfect pitch, hearing a song and being able to replicate it is a very simple process. Even like songs I'll hear on the radio, like if I'm in the store or something, like it kind of just locks in, and then I could go back and play it if I need to. Sight reading is a lot easier, like for choirs and things like that, because even if I don't know the intervals on the spot, I still know the note on the spot. Mm-hmm. So it's easier for me to sing without a piano being around. But the cons of those things is that it makes you second guess yourself, because for example, when I'm in my voice lessons and I'm doing warm-ups and things like that, I'm like, oh, I'm at a B flat six, I can't go any higher, and they're like, yes you can, like you just have to try. So that's what I'm trying to overcome, the psychological part of it.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned voice lessons and you have such an amazing voice. Maybe talk a little bit about the importance of great vocal coaching, because I'm a singer as well, and you know, people are like, what are you taking voice lessons for? You can already sing. I'm like, no. You don't understand. So see if you can maybe communicate that a little bit to the audience here with the importance of that.
Of course. Well, as a vocal coach myself, there's always room for growth, always. And a good vocal coach will give you confidence to be able to open up your mind and try something new. Especially with my younger students, that's the biggest part, just giving them like some kind of wings to feel like they can actually fly. Like, you don't know until you try. But in the deeper part of it, like if you're more established, if you have more experience singing, I feel like vocal health is a huge part of vocal coaching, just knowing the proper techniques so that you have longevity to do what you need to do.
So what is when did you get into songwriting as opposed to just singing gospel songs that you were singing at church?
Let's see. Six, I did my first arrangement of like a poem. My dad actually, I'm looking at it right now in his office. It's a poem called Don't Quit, and the words were there, and I put the music to it, and then it was like arranging of like the NBA basketball theme song back when there was a theme song, and babies, and like just random things. So I was always like receiving material and putting my own spin on it. And so by age 10, I was able to write my full-on original song, original music, original lyrics, and it just continued to get a lot better from there.
So what are you doing right now? You have a single out, If God Doesn't Want It. Are you, is this part of an album? Do you have albums out? I wasn't completely clear on that.
Yeah, sure. So I do have an EP out. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different. It's marketed differently because that was with an official studio, with an official team. My music from here on out is actually done with Crystal Core Productions, which is my back room in my house with my husband. So the album that's coming out in the fall will also be self-produced under Crystal Core Productions with my husband and myself doing the producing.
Okay. And the song, If God Doesn't Want It, is a sort of like kind of a teaser leading up to the release of the EP?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a single, the single out now, right now, If God Doesn't Want It. There'll be another single in April, another single in June, and then full-on album in the fall. Really, really looking forward to that.
Sounds great. Well, let's go ahead and take a break right now and listen to If God Doesn't Want It. This is If God Doesn't Want It by Krista Dene on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Check it out.
God doesn't want it, then I don't. I guess it just ain't for me. Listen, I used to think I knew what was best for me, praying and asking on my bended knee. Then I learned to pray and trust in your word. As I lift my voice, this is what I heard. If God doesn't want it, the enemy, God always does what's best for me. Put it in his hands, leave it
don't want it, I don't want it, never should have had it. Yeah, you're charismatic and I always want your will to be leading me. Take away the feelings and the thoughts, I'll be thinking that'll surely be conceded me. I don't want to do this alone, cause I don't condone the evil that'll prevent me from bringing me home. I'm like a lamb to the slaughter. Save me from my thirst to death, continue you seeking for that ever living water. Put a stop to whatever's not yours, Lord. I'm only in it cause I want to be on one accord. I got the Holy Spirit in me, he's my shooting sword. I know that death's not the plan that you scored, so I know that you're the life giver. Mercy and forgiveness for a low life sinner like me. I don't want it if I know it's gonna be tempting me. Show me the path that you know what's only meant for me.
If God doesn't want it, then I don't want it, no.
It's a very cool song. It's got a cool R&B vibe to it and a little bit of kind of hip-hop thing going in. Who's doing the rapping part with you?
That would be Young One, my husband.
Okay, so that's your husband. Okay, so you've got, yeah. We got a husband and wife team here.
There we go.
Okay. So do you guys tour? Like, what do you do?
Well, I'm doing most of the performing right now, mm-hmm. but every once in a while he's able to perform with me. It just depends on the venue.
Okay. With Christian music, are you performing mainly in churches, or what are you typically doing?
We do churches. We do a lot of like block parties in the summer as well, and then open mics are always a great thing to do.
There's Christian open mics, or do you just
nope.
go to open? Oh no. Okay, so you just go to regular open mics and do your thing.
Yeah, I mix it up, like a little bit of Sade, a little bit of Tori Kelly, you know. Just depends on what I'm feeling that day.
How do you feel that audiences respond to, I mean, like in my day, Christian music was really for Christians. That was, you know, I grew up listening to, you know, contemporary Christian music in the 80s. Okay, I'm a little bit older than you. And and it really was a kind of like a separate thing altogether. Do you find that people are kind of flow nowadays in between the Christian music and the non-Christian music, and they don't really care too much? Does it seem to kind of all flow together?
Well, I think it depends on the song on both sides.
Okay.
So I feel like on Christians and non-Christians, they listen to music for the beat. Unfortunately, we're in a time where the words aren't as important for the general public. So a lot of the motivation behind my music, teaching high school students, I try to make the songs, the Christian music, sound like things that they're used to listening to, so that I can allow them to think a little bit deeper about life and the choices that they make while giving them a great musical experience.
Okay. So how do you feel that Christian music has... Because there's Christian music and then there's gospel. Do you consider yourself, I guess is what I'm trying to get at, do you think of yourself more as gospel or more as Christian music? And could you talk about the difference between the two?
So for me, I personally feel like gospel music, like I feel like gospel music is a genre of its own
mm-hmm.
that is influenced by a lot of different things. There's jazz, there's a little bit of classical, gospel at the root of it, where it started from African-American Negro spirituals, it really, really helped to set the tone for all the shouting and the heavy rhythmic-based music.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, and then also from the singing standpoint, the chest range of vocal singers is just unreal. I mean, they're brought up in a culture where they're used to belting out these notes and shouting and ad-libbing and different things like that. So from those two aspects, I understand gospel music, but that's not exactly the music that I write, and that's not the way that my voice is made up. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm more of a Christian artist, just because if you took away the words, it could sound like any other song.
Okay, I got you. I got you. Kind of like, okay, kind of like, just another throwback would be like somebody like Amy Grant, who was really popular in the 80s, who mm-hmm. was able to just actually kind of go between both pretty
exactly.
well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what does the you have the new album coming out? How does this how is this like sort of like changing your life? You know, what does this mean for you as a person? Are you going to be like traveling more now, or what do you think is going to be happening?
Yeah, I mean, I need a lot more time to focus on everything that's happening with my music. I currently have four. Yeah, I'll just categorize it as four jobs. So between Krista Dene, music director of two different churches, and then Crystal Court Productions has two other artists that I help produce and arrange their music. And then I also teach different lessons, piano lessons, vocal lessons, guitar, and different things like that. So between those four, now that Krista Dene is taking a lot more of my time with press and with interviews, the things I actually want to do, the things right. that I love so much, little by little, so that I can have more time to travel and more time to perform and do these things, I'll have to cut back on those jobs one at a time.
Tell us about your production company. I was not aware of this. So
yeah.
You work with some other artists? Go ahead.
So Young One is one of the artists. I also have another rapper who's from California. And then there's two different artists. They mainly work for their church, but they song write. So they're looking for how can I give this good song structure? How can I give it a really great chorus? Something catchy. It just depends. Sometimes they want a choir time. Sometimes they want something congregational. Sometimes they want a solo, but they don't know how to go about it. So at Crystal Court Productions, they take your song in whatever form you have. If you have a melody, if you have some words, we just take it and we take what you say, you tell us what you want, what you hear, what you're looking for, and then help turning that into a masterpiece where different people can appreciate listening to it.
Wow, that sounds like a great service for musicians, especially people who are kind of emerging and maybe haven't done a lot of, you know, maybe they're on their first project or whatever. So this sounds like a very important service. What is the biggest obstacle you feel like you've had to overcome
with my music
in general? We want to get to know Krista Dene a little bit more. So
yeah, sure. I think my biggest obstacle that I've had to overcome was trying to please people overall, especially mm-hmm. in my music. I feel like sometimes artists can get so caught up in wanting people to like their music that they get lost a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I've had to find out, what is my story? What do I want to convey? Who do I want to reach, and how? And so that's helped me to really narrow in. This is my sound. This is who I am. I appreciate those other things, but you're not going to get that from me, and that's okay.
Very well said. How do people find you on the internet and keep in touch with you about everything you have going on?
Yeah, so definitely, please, 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 you can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, YouTube. My website at christadena.com.
All right. KristaDene.com, and Dena is how you spell Dene. Okay, guys.
Yep.
So Krista with a CH, not a K. So just in case those of you just listening out there, Krista, thanks so much for being on with us today. If you have a minute or two, I need to do a little business with you. I need to wrap up the podcast, but I need to do a little business with you when you're done. Can you hang out for a minute?
No problem. Absolutely. Okay. Thanks so much, Lou.
No problem. All right, everybody. Krista Dene, just kind of opening up there about what's going on in her life, her story there, the struggles, even with something, you know, as perfect pitch might be. She really kind of sort of showed us the sort of reality of that, and I really appreciated that. KristaDene.com is that website. I'm going to give it to you one more time. That is C-H-R-I-S-T-A-D-E-N-A. Jumpana. And there's all the jumping off points there. Also, you can pick up the single there, If God Doesn't Want It, which we played for you guys a little while ago. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. If you guys are interested in a little bit more about how rock and roll is put together, how shows are prepped for, a lot of behind the scenes stuff, rehearsals and things like that with me, you want to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. And you get involved with my inner circle. It's a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of really cool people who love great rock and roll and love talking about it and getting some cool behind the scenes exclusive stuff. LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. Guys, it was a lot of fun today. Krista, Danae, thanks for being here. And guys, please check out her music and her website, KristaDanae.com, KristaDanae.com. And, you know, make sure you check that out because it's a great music, very well performed, a big talent here. So I'm really excited to see what is going to be happening in the future with Krista. And guys, remember, you're welcome. And you guys, just remember, no matter where you are, what you're doing, if you're in Philadelphia on a sunny day when it's 30 degrees out, or if you're in Pittsburgh, no matter where you are, you, my friend, yes, you are the revolution. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We'll catch you on the next podcast.